You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi will take oath of office on Sunday in the national capital in the presence of a host of foreign dignitaries, including the heads of several neighboring countries. He is expected to meet these visiting foreign leaders the next day. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu, whose apparent China tilt strained the country's relation with India, might also attend the grand event. Muizu will likely leave for New Delhi on Saturday for the ceremony, along with several senior Maldives government officials. The heads of governments of Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Nepal, Mauritius and Seychelles are among the neighbors who have been invited for Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony. Three-time parliamentarian of the Telugu Desam Party, TDP, from Srikakulam Lok Sabha constituency Kinjarapu Rammohan Naidu will likely be inducted into the Union Cabinet of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which will be sworn in on Sunday, party leaders familiar with the matter said. The TDP is expected to get a cabinet minister post, besides two posts of ministers of state in the Modi cabinet, though the party has pitched for four berths to cabinet and two more as posts. Besides, there is a possibility of the party being offered the deputy speaker post, a party leader said on condition of anonymity. The Congress described the NDA as Nitish Naidu dependent alliance and Narendra Modi as a one-third prime minister as it took a swipe at the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, leader, saying he did not refer to NDA as many times in the last 10 years as he did in his speech at the National Democratic Alliance meeting on Friday. Referring to Modi bowing down before a copy of the constitution and lifting it to his forehead reverentially in the central hall of the old Parliament House before the NDA meeting, Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh claimed that Modi's embrace of the constitution was a drama, as he has attacked the same constitution several times in the past 10 years. Shreyas Iyer has had a rather eventful past few months. In February, Iyer was dropped from the BCCI's annual retainers for the 2023-24 season and from the Indian team during the Test series against England. Iyer then missed the quarter-final match for Mumbai in the Ranji Trophy due to a back spasm. In a chat on his official YouTube channel, Iyer opened up about the challenging time earlier this year, claiming that there was a lack of communication that resulted in the results not being in his favour. Actor Sikandar Kher is set to return to the comedy genre after 8 long years, and he doesn't hesitate in admitting that it indeed is one of the most difficult genres to pull off for any actor. According to him, the key to comedy is the timing between co-actors, especially the way the lines are written and what an actor can make with them in the last moment.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.